Lanco Panther football is on the air. The Sun Radio Sports Network is your Friday night home for Blanco Panther football as they battle for their third straight district title. Don't miss a minute of the action as the Panthers hit the field this season. Follow the Panthers every Friday night right here on 88.9 and 106.9 FM, BlancoRadio.com, and the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Sam Eisenberg and Jason Merrick will call all the action. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the pregame show. Now, here's the voice of Panther football, Sam Eisenberg.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark with you from Panther Stadium here on a kind of interesting night as far as weather goes. It looks like there's storms all around us, giving me some flashbacks to last week. Haven't seen the lightning, but heard some thunder thus far, but no rain has fallen, and now it's in the 70s, not much wind. The flags are still on top of the goalpost, and looks like it could be a nice night for football, Coach.
Yeah, if it stays like this, this is about perfect. You couldn't get any better.
Yeah, but you never know this time of year. We were looking at the radar. Sometimes these storms just pop up out of nowhere. We hope that'll stay away tonight, and we can get a full game, because last week the Panthers were right in there with the Hawks for a quarter and 5 minutes, and then we had a big delay, and after that it was a different story. But Coach Rogers is optimistic that his team can bounce back. He said they had the best week of practice they've had since they started two-a-days back on August 1st. He said this was the best week. They were focused, and he didn't say discouraged, but they were disappointed with how they played last week and wanted to show that they're a better football team. And I expect to see a little more effort, a little more fight out of them tonight.
Oh, no, I would expect the same thing. It's like you said, when we had that delay last week, it just wasn't the same team that came back. Almost like they were kind of walking around asleep on their feet, and Canyon Lake just came out with everything working. But you know, we talked how maybe missing that first scrimmage against Ingram, that one getting canceled, maybe put them behind just a little bit. And obviously their inexperience, I think, kind of showed, and their familiarity with each other and in the offense and the defense. So, you know, getting, game under their belt and maybe getting some of those nerves out. As we know, a lot of young kids that were out there who were either, you know, JV or junior high last year. So stepping onto the big stage, maybe getting those butterflies out of the way. I know around campus this week it seemed like some of those kids, the young ones especially, you could tell were pretty nervous, and you didn't really see that this week with them. So I would definitely think we're going to see a much improved Panther team, probably one that's going to execute a lot better and you know, avoid the big play, because that's definitely what I think hurt them last week.
Right, but this is a tough test this week with the Holy Cross Knights, a team that Coach Rogers admitted he wasn't too familiar with. They're from that district that San Antonio Christian's in, so we have a lot of familiarity with San Antonio Christian, and Holy Cross is a team that has beaten the Lions the past few years. Holy Cross is a team that's really dangerous in that TAPS Division II league down there. They're coming in off a 33-0 win against San Antonio Lanier, a 5A program last week. Holy Cross has got athletes, they got kids, they're well coached, and most importantly, there's about 60 of them over there, so they can rotate them in and keep bodies fresh. But you look at their stats from that win, it wasn't staggering. They only put up 256 yards of offense, but their defense forced four turnovers of Lanier, and they got some guys when you're just looking at them warming up down here on the field that pretty eye-popping for some high schoolers. So the Panthers want to make sure that they, you know, keep their focus on their game plan and don't look over at some of those guys, because they wear these shiny gold helmets, gold pants, white jersey. They look like Notre Dame, and some of them look like they could be playing for the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, no doubt. I think in terms of the quality opponent, we're definitely taking a step up this week with these guys. They may not have quite the team speed that we saw from the backs with Canyon Lake, but this is a big, strong, physical team. They're going to get to the ball. They're going to execute their offense well, and you know, they got some pretty good players returning from last year on both sides of the ball that bring a lot of experience. And like you said, they're from a tough district, you know, with San Antonio Christian, who we've played and are very familiar with over the years. And these guys have really kind of handled them fairly easily in their district over the last couple of years. And I know they're kind of for that TAPS division, a perennial playoff team, much like the Panthers are here with our division.
Right, you're exactly right. And it's a program that they actually sought us out, Coach Rogers was saying, from San Antonio Christian, watching on film, wanting to play us because they knew the type of program we had. So they're expecting a fight tonight, and I think the Panthers are going to give it to them. Coach Rogers, like we said, optimistic after the week of practice. But to look at some of their guys, their quarterback's Vince Compion, he threw for 120 yards last week and a touchdown, didn't even run the football too much. He only had 3 carries for 3 yards. They got a big running back, not big as far as height, but he's a bowling ball back there. And Robert Adame, and Robert stands 5'7", 185, so a little bowling ball down there. But the story of this team that everybody wants to talk about, everybody we've heard has said, is they've got got the state champion heavyweight powerlifter on their line. Stands 6'1", 326 pounds, big guy, and, a very strong presence on that offensive and defensive line. And the Panther offensive and defensive line are going to have a task with big number 71, Joseph Pena, tonight. And this whole line for the Knights is huge. Pena's 6'1", 326. They've got Philip Gonzalez is 6'2", 292. He goes both ways on the offensive and defensive line. They've got another lineman, 6'2", 260. Another one, 6'2", 273. And the Panthers are sitting here, other than Plottenberger, the Panthers are sitting at about 5'10", 185. They're scrappy, and they'll play hard, but sometimes when you're outweighed by 100 pounds, it's tough to get penetration.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, you look at that, at their big line and the size that they have, and then the experience to go with it, you know, that's what's a little scary about them. You know, it'll be interesting to see if Pena and Plattenberger can run into each other somewhere on the field, just to see what that collision will be like.
And we're going to take a quick break on the pregame show. Under 15 minutes to go until kickoff. When we come back, we'll give you a recap of last week's game with the Hawks and continue to preview this one. You're listening to the pregame show brought to you by Blanco National Bank on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marg back with you from Panther Stadium. 13 minutes to go until kickoff of Game 2 of the 2016 regular season here in non-district game number 2, home game number 2 of 5. Good crowd last week stayed until that lightning delay made them wait for about an hour before we kicked things off again. And good crowd already filing in tonight. Holy Cross bringing a good crowd as well. Canyon Lake, of course, packed it last week as... fight song playing right now by the band, or excuse me, the school song, as the Panthers are still in the locker room. And the Panthers coming out this week, you know they're going to be hungry. Kalen Webster last week, 17 carries, 64 yards, average 4 a carry, one of the lowest outputs. But Kalen showed when he gets in space, he's a guy who can still be really dangerous for the Panthers. He got couple kick returns and brought him back over 30 yards. So Kalen going to be a feature, but Coach Rogers, in the talk I had with him earlier this afternoon, was harping on Jet Hood and how impressed he was with Jet to be that second tackler on the defensive side of the football. Came up with 12 tackles, he said, last week. Wes Eskew led the way with 14, but Coach Rogers said he was concerned coming into the game who would step up and be that second tackler. Well, Jet Hood filled that void. Now he said he's looking for a guy to step up and be that second ball carrier. And he said he's going to give some new guys a chance, including Jet, to get their hands on the football and see if they can make plays behind Kalen.
Yeah, and Blanco definitely needs that. You know, we saw last week, Sam, late in the game, it was just key on Kalen. And for all the yards he got, they were some hard-fought yards. He had to really battle for them because there was no doubt in Canyon Lake's mind that was who they needed to focus on. And the Panthers had several guys run the ball last week, and, you know, a couple of them broke off some good runs. You know, we look at Cade Phelps, his first carry, had a nice run around the left side for 9 yards and made a couple of good cuts and really was just one cut away from taking it even further. But until Blanco can consistently have somebody else step in and be that second back that can provide some yards for him and just a breath or two for Kalen, you know, that's going to be a problem for Blanco. And then also in the passing game, you know, Blanco just didn't have it clicking last week. I think once that starts working, we're gonna see him back off just a little bit, and that'll make a big difference as well.
I agree with you entirely. And talking to Coach Rogers before the game about that passing game, he said he could tell Kelby was a little nervous in that first start. He said, but Kelby in practice this week was as focused as he's been. And when he watched film and saw that, hey, some of those guys had a step on their defender and they were open, I just got to let it fly and give them a chance. He said he expects some big things from Kelby this weekend and just moving the chains, being that game manager and keeping the chains moving when it's a 3rd and 6 and we have to pass the ball, that he'll trust his read, get the football out of his hands, and let some of these guys do some things in space. And he said Coach Rogers is looking for Aaron Daniels to get a target this week. The freshman played every offensive snap for the Panthers last week, didn't get a target, and he said in practice they focused on targeting number 40 and seeing if he can get a catch this week. Speaking of Kalen's touchdown, we're going to take a listen back to last week's play of the game for the Panthers real quick. This is last week's touchdown run by Kalen Webster right here on BlancoRadio.com. First and goal from inside the 1-3 running backs in the backfield. Jacob Mangold, Kalen Webster, and Stephen Flores. Webster going to get the first crack at the end zone, and he'll walk in untouched. Goes Kalen Webster, and with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, the Panthers score their first touchdown of the 2016 season. So Kalen Webster was able to get into the end zone for the Panthers last week. He was the lone score in the 40-7 loss to the Canyon Lake Hawks. But Kalen, a guy before he got injured last year, was having Adrian Dominguez type numbers, Colton Elrod type numbers, and if he can just find creases in the opposing line, he can slip through them. But hard to find creases when the opposing line this week, all of them are going to be over 250. They're going to be stout. But if there's any guy who's up to the challenge, it's certainly Kalen. So trying not to shift too much of the focus there. Coach Rogers said Jed Hood's a guy. Stephen Flores could get more carries. And Stephen was one of the bright spots he talked about as well last week. Stephen finished the game against Canyon Lake 4 carries for 30 yards, including 2 of them for over 10. I think Flores could be in for a bigger game tonight.
He's another one, very similar runner like Kalen, maybe not quite as powerful when it gets to that last yard or two, but he's got good speed, he's got good vision, he's quick. He's definitely one that we need to step up and have a couple of those big runs that are going to take some of the focus off of Webster. And like you said, Hood, we talked a little bit last week early on before he came in, the type of runner he is just, you know, north and south, put his head down, run right over you, and sure enough, first carry he comes in, he just plows through the middle of the defense for 7-8 yards. And, you know, that's a different type of runner compared to the other ones, but it's a good change of pace for the Panthers. And like you said, definitely something we're going to need to see tonight.
And it's something that's characterized the Panther running backs for years now. They've always had a guy who can be your speedy, get to the outside, get the edge guy, and then they've had guys who can just run you over. Ryan Ronces comes to mind. Colton Elrod comes to mind. Kicking it back even further, you know, the Ryan Breeding, Anthony Vela, Leighton Dorzak was a little bit of both. But they've always had those guys who can finish runs and kind of set the tone. And I think Jet can be that guy they turn to this year and even put him on the field at the same time as Kalen. They play the same position, but I'm sure Coach Tesh has thought about finding a package or two to get him onto the field at the same time. Well, when we come back, we'll tell you who the rest of the district is playing. Comfort in a wild one lost to Lago Vista last week. Of course, Johnson City thumped Gerald in a surprise. Not surprising that they won necessarily, just how big that the Eagles were able to get it done. And then Lexington lost by 2 to a really good Mart team. So we'll tell you who the rest of the district is playing in their upcoming game this week. And then hopefully have some captains on the field and some starting lineups as we are under 10 at about 7 minutes from kickoff here. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football. This is the pregame show brought to you by Blanco National Bank on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD athletics since 1999. Go Panthers! And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858. And by Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marg back with you from Panther Stadium. 5.5 minutes to go until the kickoff between the Blanco Panthers and the Holy Cross Knights. Panthers wearing their blue home jerseys tonight with the white numerals outlined in yellow, the yellow stripe on the side, the white pants tonight with a yellow stripe down the side and the blue socks. A sharp look for the Panthers in their second of five home games for the year. Kelby Cox and Kalen Webster break through the run-through sign first as they lead the Panthers onto the field. You can hear the crowd a little better this week. We remembered the cord for the crowd mic, so no golf broadcast this week. We got the crowd audio pumping on here. Hopefully you can hear the band. We'll have their audio at halftime, weather permitting, that they get on the field. Holy Cross, like we said, just picture Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The away uniform for Notre Dame, a white solid jersey with navy numbers on the front, gold pants, navy socks, and a bright gold dome out there. The Fighting Irish are up in Austin for their game against Texas on Sunday, and it looks like half their guys slipped away down here.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a couple of them size-wise that I don't think you'd be able to tell them apart if they showed up over in Austin tomorrow.
And the Knights taking the field now on the other side. Robert Adame, the running back, leading them out, along with Tex Gonzalez. That's a football name for you, Tex Gonzalez. A 5'8", 173 senior. So the rest of the district this week, Gerald, another opponent for one of our district foes. Florence has got Gerald this week at Stampede Stadium. I love that. Florence, the Buffaloes, play over there at Stampede Stadium. Rogers is on the road at Bosqueville this week. Comfort hosts Salado. That should be a good one. Salado, always a pretty good team. Comfort looks good this year. And then the team with the biggest test of the week for sure is the Johnson City Eagles. They're on the road in the Puncher Dome up in Mason. Johnson City, you can always fall into a trap of getting punched in the mouth by the punchers, and they'll try not to do that this week. Lexington takes on Thorndale in Lexington, so we're going to keep an eye on that Johnson City score after their nice performance last week. If they can back it up with a big performance against Mason, I'd say that the Eagles are for real.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'd spoken to a couple of coaches from over at Harper who obviously are very familiar with Johnson City and having been in the district with them for the last several years, and they said there's not a single one of them that it would be a surprise to them if they came away with a victory tonight. Definitely, like we mentioned, when we look at the teams in the district and the improvement that the district has made coming out with this year's new realignment, Panthers definitely going to have a test this year. It's not going to be an easy cakewalk is what it's been the last couple of years.
No, and I think that's a good thing, especially once an East Bernard or a Bowling or somebody like that rolls around in the playoffs. I definitely think that's going to help the team more than hinder it. Steven Flores and Sebastian Thomas take the team out to the center. They're the captains for the Panthers tonight. Four captains for Holy Cross on the other side. Can't really see their numbers just yet, but it looks like one's a 5'10 senior, Darren Graham, wears number 18. It looks like Big 71 is out there. If that's not 71, that's another big kid, and that scares me a little bit. But four captains out for the Knights as looks like the Panthers won the coin toss. They're going to turn and face the West End. They'll face the Church. Panthers We'll go from left to right as they won the toss. Holy Cross won it, and what'd they pick? I was looking at the wrong official.
I think they're going to defer to the second half.
And so Holy Cross will be going right to left. Panthers left to right here in the first quarter, under a minute to go until the start of the ball game, and the national anthem should be coming up. And this week we're going to get to play the audio for you. So here's the Blanco Panther Marching Band with the national anthem on BlancoRadio.com. That was the Blanco Panther Marching Band with the national anthem. And Coach Hernandez getting the kick team around him. Number four for the Panthers, Zach Rogers, going to kick it off. Did a pretty good job last week, kicking it off pretty high, pretty deep. Tanner Ferris only burned the Panthers once on his kick return last week. Got it up to around midfield. But Zach showed he's got a good leg and can be a weapon for the Panthers this year. So kickoff team getting onto the field, looks like going back deep to receive, going right to left for the Knights. Number 22, Jaime Ramirez, is at the back of that huddle over there on the far side. Coach Tesh, Coach Rogers, talking about some last-minute strategy game plan on the sideline here. And we're ready to go. Beautiful night. Flag dead still on that flagpole in the west end zone. Flag's on top of the goalpost still as well. You can hear the Panther band getting it ready to go. As the clock on the scoreboard sets to 12 minutes, we're ready for some football on a Friday night in Texas. Doesn't get much better than that. Rogers has it teed up. Looks like he's angling it toward the far sideline. That's where Jaime Ramirez is. Number 6, Andy Gomez back there, along with 18, Darren Graham. Rogers, a low line drive kick that'll be fielded at the 31-yard line and charging ahead to the 36 is 22, Jaime Ramirez for the Knights. So decent field position up to the 39. That's where Holy Cross will start. Ball on the far side hash going right to left, and here comes the Panther defense.
Yes, Sam, we're going to find out real quick when we look at this line that's coming out for Holy Cross.
Not a bad-looking line. Big old guys, the left tackle is the smallest, and he's a pretty big guy himself. The quarterback is Vincent Compayne. Stands in a shotgun set, turns, fakes a handoff here, looking to throw. Set up a screen pass out to Adame on the right side. Adame running hard, runs into Kelby Cox. Kelby going to bring him down at the 47-yard line, a gain of 8 on first down. A nifty play call there to open it up with a little fake jet sweep screen to the other side by the Knights.
Yeah, we're going to see the ball in the air a little more tonight than what we saw last week with Canyon Lake. I mean, I know they had some success throwing the ball, but very few attempts, just made the most of them when they did. These guys are going to put it up a lot more.
Shotgun set. Two running backs in the backfield, and they'll give to Adame. Up the middle, he charges right at the 49 he's met, and I think he got to the 50. And we'll pick up the first down of the night for the Knights. That fullback back there led the way, number 11, Jay Nava, 6'250". Just a big old bowling ball back there to lead the way for Adame through the hole for that first down carry.
Yeah, it's just another lineman in the backfield with a running start, it looks like, almost.
The quarterback wears number 7, Vincent Compayne. Number 2 is the little slot man, E.J. Perez. Looking over at the coach right now, Jay Nava and an H-back right behind the left tackle of the offensive line. Nava, big old guy right there. Number 10, Jeremy Gonzalez going in motion. And now number 16, Steven Gutierrez will have to run on. And a timeout going to have to be taken by the Knights. They just couldn't figure out the formation there. Running back and forth. And finally, Coach Harrison over there will take the first timeout of the ballgame.
No, definitely some confusion on their part. Even the coaches looking at each other on the sideline. Looks like probably the wrong play got in or the wrong personnel. But there's about three or four of them out there that had no clue where they were supposed to be.
So Holy Cross with it on their first offensive possession. Two plays to gain 11 yards. They're at midfield, right on the midfield stripe. Ball on the far side hash. Holy Cross going right to left as the sun sets behind the church over there, behind the west end zone. Beautiful night for football is what it's turning into. Click over to the radar here on the computer screen. And, of course, it tells me I have to update it as the defense and offense come back onto the field. The Panthers' right defensive end. Tristan Lopez leads it. Plottenberger's on the D-line with Cameron Martinez and Sebastian Thomas. Will Horrigan going to drop into a nose. Nava goes in motion from his H-back set. Compion going to roll right, look to throw. Threads the needle through three Panther defenders there. And a nice job by number 33 for the Panther defense. That's Justin Wardlow knocking the ball out of Nava's hands. Incomplete it falls, and it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, very good play because he was going to get the first down on that, and a great pass by the quarterback because there were three guys right there.
He thread the needle, rolling to his right. Then he set his feet and threw a BB into Nava, and then a nice hit by Wardlow to jar the ball loose. Jed Hood, Wes Eskew, the linebackers for the Panthers. Compion in the shotgun set, two H-backs. Nava goes in motion now. Turn, give to Adame, and he runs to the right side, off right tackle. Nice tackle by Will Horrigan at the 46-yard line, a pickup of four, and it'll be third down and six for the Knights.
Yeah, again, just like last week, right here, be a really, really good boost for the Panther defense if we can get a stop and force a punt.
Going to try to keep my eye on Joseph Pena, the 6'1", 326 senior. Now we were told it's a world record he has for his weight class and age group in the squat. So a big old guy down there on the offensive line. Two H-backs for the Knights and a shotgun pistol look here with Adame behind the quarterback Compion in the gun. Nava goes in motion from the right side to the left. Adame charges forward, runs into Eskew. Falls forward to the 42-yard line. It'll be fourth down and two for the Knights. Nice job by Cameron Martinez and Eskew to hang on there as Adame runs the football hard. And the Knights will have a fourth down here.
Yeah, and right now there's not a lot of change in personnel. So, yeah, they're going to – looks like right now at this point they're going to go for it. They're at that point in the field where you can kind of go either way.
Adame 5'7", 185, as we said. Now Nava to the left of the shotgun Compion quarterback. Adame behind him in the gun. There's an H-back over there. Number 12, Nazario Coleman. Here's the shotgun snap and a handoff to Adame, and he charges forward and has a crease this time. Adame into the second level. 10-5, touchdown, Holy Cross, as Robert Adame found a crease there in the Panther defense and took it the distance. And with 9:09 to go in the first quarter, the Knights are on the board.
Yes, Sam, and he did. He hit the hole hard, and he split right through untouched. And kind of like last week, we all, you know, the Panthers need to avoid that one big play. And then this drive, that was it.
Yeah, and they've done a good job keeping them to 3.5, 4 yards a carry. And that drive, three straight runs of under three, got them to a fourth down, and then the big play. Number 13 on to try the point after Sebastian Espinoza, and his kick is good for the Knights. 9:09 to go in the first. Holy Cross strikes first. 7-0, they lead it over the Panthers. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Claypack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Claypack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized trained dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingandCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you from Panther Stadium. Holy Cross on the board. Up 7-0 on the Panthers, but the Panther offense going to get their first chance of the night as number 58, it looks like, has it teed up for the Knights, Gabriel Heron. And back deep to receive for the Panthers on the far side of the field. His heels at the 15s, Kalen Webster on the near side. Back at the 13 is Toby Treesh. So Heron's got it teed up. Looks like a left-footed kicker here. Will charge, send a high end-over-end kick toward Treesh, who will field it at the 19-yard line. Toby charges ahead across the 30, makes a guy miss. Now dancing up the field across the 35. Tackle down at the 36-yard line. Nice hit put on him by number 15, A.J. Barrera, for the Knights. But a good return of about 17 yards for Toby Treesh there. And the Panthers will have it going left to right with the ball in the near side hash.
Yeah, good return for Treesh to get him out there to a good location. He's another one that's got some potential as far as having a quick step and good vision, and he's one that wouldn't be a surprise to see a big play tonight.
Kelby Cox leads the offense to the line. Wing tee look for the Panthers. Van Dyke, the split end, split out to the near side. Under center, Kelby Cox. A long counter turns and tosses it to Kalen Webster. Up the field, Kalen goes, and he throws a stiff arm into a would-be tackler, and he's got the first down and more. Across midfield, bang down at the 48-yard line of the Knights. Kalen Webster, nice run on first down, and the Panthers get the offense rolling early.
Yeah, great start. He had a couple of good moves, a good stiff arm when he turned it up, and then managed to get the last couple of yards with another cut to the outside.
Ball in Knight territory now at the 47-yard line. A good pickup on the play by Kalen as he ripped off 16 yards with his first carry there. Offensive line led by center Chance Horton. Come to the line, Kelby under center, wing tee look, split end on the far side, ball on the far side hash, and a fumbled snap. No, they're going to say that everybody took off, but Horton forgot to snap it, so a false start against the offense. That will put the Panthers back in their own territory at the 48-yard line and behind the chains at first down and 15.
And that might be a blessing in disguise as Cox was still fumbling for the ball, caught him off guard, and lucky the Panthers are going to keep it because of the penalty.
Zach Rogers runs the play in. Chance Horton the center. Beside him is Wes Eskew and Tristan Lopez as the guards. We'll get the rest of the offensive line after this play. First and 15 for the Panthers. Cox under center, turns, tosses to Webster out of this near side. Kalen cuts it upfield, runs into a wall of tacklers led by number 22, Jaime Ramirez. And Kalen got the ball to midfield. A gain of 2, second and 13 upcoming for the Panthers. Kalen never goes down easy as there was a wall of Notre Dame-looking hats there, and he lowered his shoulder and banged into him.
Yeah, and he just kept his legs driving and knees pumping, trying to get a little more. But by the time all those big bodies got there, it was just like you said, just a big old gold wall.
Ball on the near side hash on the midfield stripe. Kelby Cox under center. Stephen Flores in a slot here, going to turn. Kelby going to fake, and now looking to throw. He'll wind up and throw. Oh, intended for Aaron Daniels, but it was tipped by Kalen Webster there. Kalen thought that ball was coming to him, but Daniels was really the intended target, and it falls incomplete. Third down and 13 upcoming for the offense.
Yeah, and Daniels had gotten behind the backer, and the corner was flying down the sideline with Van Dyke, so that ball gets to Daniels. We're looking at another 10, maybe 20 yards before anybody was going to have a chance to even get to him and tackle him.
Coach Rogers said they wanted to target the freshman, and they got it toward him early there. Here's a third down and 13. Big play for the Panthers. They had trouble converting third down and plus yardage last week. We'll see what Kelby does. Straight drop back, looking to throw, setting up a screen for Flores. Gets it out to the left, and nice job. Jaime Ramirez, tracking down. He plays that middle linebacker spot very well. And after a gain of just 2, the Panthers will have a 4th and 11 from the Knight 48-yard line. We'll see what they elect to do.
Yeah, and that, Sam, that was just one block from being a pretty big play for the Panthers. I don't know who had him on their assignment, but he just came free and was right there. Everybody else was on somebody.
Shotgun set. Kelby Cox back in the gun about 8 yards deep. And to the near side. Oh, a high snap. Cox handles it, and he'll punt it away. So a gun punt here, angled toward the near sideline. Bounces at the 20 and takes a Knight bounce. Nice job by 63 for the Panthers. Griffin Weirden to down that ball. He's the left tackle for the Panthers at the Knight 26-yard line. So not a bad drive. You move the chains once, flip the field position, But the Knights will take over in their own territory at the 26 with a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, and again, the penalty, even though it kept them the ball, obviously hurt them, dropping them back, and then just a little too much for the Panthers to overcome. Had a couple of shots with the ball in the air, but the tip ball to Daniels and then the one missed block on the screen keeps them from picking up the first.
Compion drops back in the shotgun set. It's a pistol look, really. Robert Adame going to get another carry here, a power carry off right end, and a nice stick by Sebastian Thomas. The left end for the Panthers just stuck Adame before he could really get going after a gain of 2, maybe 3 yards for the junior running back.
Yeah, really good, just perfect form tackle by Sebastian on that to keep it from being any bigger than what it was.
No huddle look for the Knights as they all look over to the sideline and get the signal from their coaching staff. Two receivers split to the near side, to the far side as well. Shotgun set for Compion with Adame to his right in the gun. Ball on the far side hash. Second and 7. Here's a quick throw out to the right. Pass complete and quickly brought down. Number 3, Will Horrigan. The first there for the Panthers. Kalen Webster came in there to clean it up. And a gain of 1, maybe 2 through the air, going to set up a 3rd and 5 for the Knights.
Yeah, good play again for the Panthers. And then once again, we get that one opportunity to have a big stop. And this will definitely be a confidence boost for them.
Ball on the far side hash at the 32-yard line. Yard gains 37. Nava in the backfield, as is Adame. He's behind the quarterback, Compion, as a shotgun set. He'll fake a handoff to Adame. And a great block by Adame to give him some time. And now Compion trying to run for it. Eskew tracks him down with some help from Tristan Lopez. A big stop by the Panther defense. Great coverage in the secondary, and it'll be 4th down.
Yeah, definitely a coverage sack for the Panthers. He had plenty of time when he got back there. Of course, that big line helping out, but Panthers stayed persistent, and when he tried to get out of the pocket, just ran him down. Good play by the Panther D.
Kelby Cox will check out, and Tristan Fortner will check in for the Panthers as Fortner and Kalen Webster drop back to receive a punt. Number 12, Nazario Coleman, the punter for the Knights, gets the snap with the left foot here, end over end right at Fortner. He'll catch it on the fly, make a guy miss, and he's across midfield into plus territory, drugged down by 15 AJ Barrera, but not before Panthers make it into Knight territory at the 46. And now that I look back, there's a penalty flag down at the Panther 43, and we'll see what the call is.
Didn't get a real good look at it, but it sure looked like a block in the back.
Block in the back against the Panthers. Takes away what was a great return by Fortner. He made a guy miss, caught it on the fly, and a tough break for the Panther offense as they will be all the way back to their own 33-yard line now. So the good news is the defense held, and the offense showed some promise in their first possession. 4:37 to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Holy Cross leads it. Panthers now on their second offensive try of the night. Kelby Cox brings the offense to the line. The tackles, right tackles Griffin Weirden, left tackle Chael Knoll. Aaron Daniels, this tight end. Under center, Kelby Cox, wing T look for the Panthers. He'll turn and give to Stephen Flores. Stephen cuts it up the field and is met by number 35, Raymond Caesarez. Caesarez with a big hit on Flores there right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and 10. And you look at this defensive line. Carlos Trevino, a defensive tackle in there at 6'2", 250. Man, these guys look like next-level athletes for the Knights.
Yeah, and you get past that first group and you see the backers they got. Again, just really big, thick, stout-made kids. Look back at your free safety same way and some kids that can cover the ground. So Panthers got to take advantage of plays they can get open.
Webster on a handoff up the middle, running hard. Met at first contact right at the line of scrimmage, but he keeps those legs churning and picks up 2 to the 35-yard line. 3rd down and 8 upcoming for the Panthers on that give up the middle. And we'll see if Kelby Cox puts the ball in the air this time, as looks like Tristan Fortner going to check in for Jacob Mangold in the offense. And 3rd down and 8.
Kind of a similar situation earlier when they targeted Daniels, trying to find out if they could catch him in a seam somewhere. Maybe the same thing again now.
Two receivers to the near side and far side. Kalen Webster beside Cox in the gun. Cox, a quick pass rush gets on him as he was looking to throw, and the sack going to bring him down just a yard behind the original line of scrimmage at the 32, and it'll be 4th and 11 for the Panthers.
Yeah, he just never had a chance on that one. The pocket just collapsed on him as soon as he got back and planted and was smart enough not to force anything and just tuck it and try to get what he can get and punt and hopefully let the defense make another stop.
Back deep to receive the punt is Darren Graham for the Knights. Good snap. Cox has it and punts a high shaker in there. And it takes a Panther bounce across midfield and then will turn back and die right at midfield before Eskew downs it right there. So the Knights will take over on offense right at midfield. They're still going right to left from the home side of Panther Stadium. And this no-huddle, quick-tempo attack that the Knights bring can sometimes wear a defense down, so we'll see if the Panthers can hold once again here. They did a good job getting the Knights off the field in their last possession.
Right, and Blanco just needs to be able to start getting a little bit of consistency on offense, and if the defense keeps doing what they're doing, Blanco's going to stay in the game.
Compion in a shotgun set. Adame behind him into the right. Nava goes in motion. Here's a give to Adame, and right up the middle he charges and runs in to Wes Eskew and Jet Hood, and after a gain of 2 yards, it'll be second and eight. Nice job limiting the hole for Adame by the Panther defensive front.
Yeah, and right now you look at what they've given up. Other than the first play of the game on the little pass completion for 8 yards, you know, we had the 42-yard run, but other than that, nothing's been over 4 yards. So the Panther defense stepping up big right now.
Compion a straight drop looking to throw. He's got a man down the far sideline, and it's complete up the far sideline for a touchdown. Holy Cross Compion, a big fist pump there as he found E.J. Perez on a double move route. Perez went out to the flat initially. Compion pump faked it there, then sent up the sideline, and he got behind the Panther defense. Compion threw a beautiful pass. And the Knights strike from 48 yards out and now lead it 13-0 with 1:56 to go in the first quarter.
You know, we just talked about it even last week, the drives that Canyon Lake had where they score. They just have that one big play. Same thing with the first scoring drive that the Knights had. A great move on the split end and a really, really good pass by the quarterback for the touchdown.
Espinoza on to try the point after, and his kick is good. 1:56 to go in the first. And it's 14-0, Holy Cross. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on Blanco Radio comes from Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at Old300BBQ.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you from Panther Stadium here. 14-0, Holy Cross has jumped out to a lead. 1:56 to go in the first quarter. You take away two plays from this Holy Cross offense, and this is a totally different game right now. But that's football. You gotta put together consistency and stop them every play. And now the Panthers find themselves down 14-0 to the Knights. Back deep to receive this kick. Kalen Webster and Toby Treish. Treish returned the last one for 17 yards. And we'll see what he can do here. The kick from number 58, Gabriel Haran, high and short. Treish going to have to run up to field it. Takes a bad bounce. He's going to have to just dive on it at the 28-yard line. As Toby didn't charge up on it quite fast enough, it just hung up in the air. And then smart by Toby not to try to pick it up and mess with it too much. He just falls on it at the 29, and that's where the Panthers will start.
Yeah, and you know, just like the last drive, Sam, we're going to have a big play for us on offense to get some momentum. You know, young kids, inexperienced, we need that play that's going to kind of get them excited and fired up and let them know that they can move the ball on this Knights defense.
Ball on the near side hash at the 29. 1:53 to go in the first. Holy Cross leads it 14-0. Cox under center. Stephen Flores goes in motion, but it's a give to Webster. Wrapped up and then brought down by number 99, Carlos Trevino. Shot in from that right defensive end spot. and will bring him down at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 upcoming for the Panthers.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about a while ago, other than those few big plays, the Panther defense really stepping up and shutting down the Knights offense, nothing over 4 yards. But, you know, we take away Webster's open, you know, first run of 16. You know, the Knights defense has done a good job as well, as the Panthers hadn't had another play over 3 since.
Second and 10, ball in the middle of the field at 29, shotgun set for the Panthers. Running back on either side, Kalen Webster to his right, Flores to his left. And Coach Tesher is going to use a timeout here. 1:11 to go in the first, and Kelby Cox was having to direct some traffic out there. Didn't look like the Panthers necessarily had the formation set up right. And this is a big second and 10 play. Got to find a way to rip off 5-plus yards, I think, here. And set yourself up with a third manageable. Of course, ideally, you want to pick up the first down in this spot.
Yeah, no doubt, Sam. And, I mean, if for nothing else, just to keep our offense on the field and at least get further down. You know, we hadn't had Kelby's two punts, 22 and 18. You know, the Knights are looking right now with a stop of, again, just getting the ball right there around midfield somewhere. So just from the standpoint of field position, I mean, obviously want to get the first and go down and score, but if we can't do that, at least pick something up so we can push him back a little bit if we have to punt.
So the Panther offense comes back on the field. Kelby Cox, he's a warrior out there, man. He's taken some shots already in this game, but he keeps getting up, keeps leading these guys. That's one quality this kid definitely has, is the ability to lead this football team. And he's patting the guys on the helmet, telling them to keep their spirit up as they come to the line here. Second down and 10. From the Panthers, from their own 29, Aaron Daniels shifts from one side of the field to the other. Van Dyke split out to the far side, ball in the middle of the field. Here's a rollout pass for Cox. He's rolling left, looking to throw, and now we'll throw it to Daniels. Nice hands by the freshman, bounces off a would-be tackler. Falls down with a gain of 9 yards. Aaron Daniels' first reception as a varsity football player. And boy, he looked like a veteran there. Shades of Travis McClinton catching some out routes right there. The big old hands grab it, bounced off a tackler, and picks up 9.
Yeah, good play, good route by Daniels. Good pass with Kelby. And again, we had a lot of people right there, so definitely a good spot to put the Panthers in here, pick up a chance, pick up a first down.
Cox brings the team to the line. Big third and 1 from the far hash, and he's going to quarterback sneak for 4 yards here to the 43. Nice job. I don't know if that was designed play call there, or if Kelby just saw, hey, I got a hole, we got to move the chains, let's go do this. But regardless, it's a first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think when he got up there and he saw a hole, I think it's almost automatic. I think Coach Tess trusts Kelby from the standpoint, if he gets up there and knows he can get that yard himself, you know, let's avoid any chance of mishandling a handoff and turn it over. Just take the snap and go get it.
And we've seen Coach trust Kelby in the past with the same thing. If he sees Van Dyke lined up on the outside with that defender way off of him, he can stay hunt and just sling it out there to Peyton. Well, that's going to do it for the first quarter. Teams will switch sides, don't have far to go. Panthers will go from right to left in the second quarter. After 1, Holy Cross leads at 14-0, but the Panthers driving. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.